B-Pod Studios.
Okay, we are recording. Loren is back. Where'd you take off to?
Just stuff around here.
Everything okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Baby's good?
We thought you were doing maternal laps.
I was.
Is the baby sleeping on your arms right now?
No, he's awake.
Okay. How are you doing? Are you getting any sleep? Well, I don't even know.
Oh, I don't even know if I can talk about it today.
Okay.
A couple days.
Are you putting him in the crib?
No. It's not even like.
I know, but we're all curious about Buddy.
He's good.
Little Buddy, good.
Yeah, he's still in the bassinet.
Good.
I've been having issues sleeping this week, and I've been thinking about you every time. I look over at the clock, it's like 12:30, and I'm like, I wonder if Rin...
You could probably text me.
You know what I mean? That's what I think about. I'm like, if I reached out to her right now, would she text me right back?
Yeah.
Well, I remember my wife, when we moved here, we didn't know many people, and she joined a mom's group, and she's still friends with like 3 or 4 out of this mom's group that was probably like 100 strong. And the thing was like... they got on a text chain so that they could text each other 24/7, and you would know who was up at the same time. Like, they broke it up into little groups.
That's cool.
It's like, oh, hey, I know Brooke is probably awake breastfeeding right now at 2:30, so I'll text her.
Okay.
My girlfriend KT and I text a lot.
Throughout the, like, what time in the morning?
3, and then usually around 4 or 5.
And you'd be like, hey, are you awake?
I guess it's 2, and then yeah. 4 or 5.
Sending selfies.
Sneak selfies, all disheveled.
Yeah, right.
But we had a fun show today. We learned a lot of different things, but we have to touch on the one thing that we didn't spend a lot of time on, and it's producer Nicole Roy. And I know you had a lot of questions about Nicole and her trip.
I think, Lorinda, I think we all do. I think.
Yeah.
Hey, we have some questions about your trip. Are you ready to respond?
She said yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
She rode a horse, all kinds of stuff.
So you rode a horse. This is the same person that has screamed at other people riding horses. Have you evolved your thinking on riding horses?
I think it depends on the conditions, because I did a lot of research, probably about like the 3 weeks before I left, started the process of thinking, am I going to do this? So all the horses there, I did research on horses, downloaded a couple articles, read and learned about
how they want to be ridden.
Like stuff like that. And then that led me to, the rabbit hole of, okay, horses can enjoy being ridden when the training and, like disciplinary actions are like trustworthy. Versus ill-mannered, because then horses actually get happy when their riders are happy, like if they're trained properly. So then I looked at Google reviews, looked at like even websites that didn't have mainstream ratings, and then found where each of the horses came from and how they were brought up. And then after that, I kind of, there were more like, okay, this is okay if you can get over your mental block of it. So then from there, I didn't see any like bad conditions or like bad training purposes. And horses are like riding there would be considered different than riding a horse in uptown Charlotte, where they're standing waiting for riders on hot pavement. They don't have any move around conditions. Like, those are bad conditions. Like, horses that are just standing in New Orleans,
by the
with
way,
no roaming around, no food, yeah. No,
so like
where
boarded
to do anything.
Horses
those
that
are
go
bad
to a stable
conditions.
And out to a pasture
farm,
and that kind of stuff.
I don't think it was.
And she can't help.
Hold on and ask your question again, Loren.
Is it? I don't even remember. So horses that are in a stable and go out to a pasture and have room are okay.
If their training practices, how they were trained is trustworthy.
But what does that even mean? Horses have to be broken to be ridden.
Like, because anybody, you can call and say anywhere, like, oh, hey, yeah, we treat our animals good. They have a good life here. Well, where did they come from? Where did they learn, like, their commands?
Like, you don't want them whipped.
Exactly.
Why do I not care?
I don't know.
It's okay, and it's okay not to care. The idea of us doing this is because you could see how woke Nicole is to the animals.
And I also love that, like, your friend Kylie hopped on a horse with no issue, didn't care about the backstory, rode it, spanked, you know, probably smacked it around a little.
She actually was on a famous horse. Her horse starred in Cowboys and Aliens, or whatever that movie is.
Now, hang on. Okay, you can't tell me that the horse on the movies is much different than the horse in Uptown. That the horse is...
I haven't seen the movie, so I can't comment on that.
Oh, man, I'm so fascinated. When I saw you on a horse, my mouth dropped open. I said, that can't be real.
Mine too. I even texted Kylie.
Individually, every single one of us, right?
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Can't be real.
But yeah, like even like our they call her a professional cowgirl leader. Her horse hadn't been ridden in like a couple months. So her horse's name was Fireball, and Fireball was like Fireball. Kind of acting up. And even like her practices to get him to like respond to her were like food intensive or like loving hey. Intensive not
a horse hurts a human watch
up.
How quickly what they do to that horse
or with you.
Okay, I'm just saying it's a slippery slope. You rode a horse, next thing you know you're going to be going to Joe Exotic's tiger thing playing with cubs.
Absolutely not.
Okay, now we got the horse thing. What about wild animals? What are some of the coolest wild animals you got to see?
I got to see an elk and a moose. I don't know the difference, but one of them. That was okay.
How close?
10 feet. Really close. I couldn't get a picture of it because I was driving. Like driving down mountain was like really freaking scary. So we like pulled over and it was in between two trees munching. It was so cool. It's huge.
Is Colorado cool this time of year or is it warm?
Oh my God. The weather was amazing. When we got there, it was 90 degrees. Ooh. And to be honest,
it feels different
because
though.
Of the no humidity. It was perfect. We went hiking in 90 degree weather, didn't even sweat, actually got chilly towards the top, but for the most part it was about 75, 80 degrees. It was so nice.
Denver.
The humidity makes so much a difference. We were looking at how Phoenix, Arizona was 107 for the high. We were like 96 for the high, but we had a heat advisory. It's that humidity.
The weather humidity. Was unbelievable.
I almost moved to Denver before I moved to Charlotte.
I thought that was the case, Lorraine. I thought you almost... I remember you were... I can't remember if it was Aspen or Denver, but my thing is I don't think I could ever move to a place that has such harsh winters. That's
yeah,
such
but
a turnoff.
Denver's winters aren't even really that bad because they're pretty. Like, it snows a lot, but they're not, like, gray, gross, like, snowstormy kind of things.
Right, it's not like up in New York or something.
Right.
So we have producer Nicole is actually quarantined in her little studio, so that's why I'm putting her so that you can hear her through the microphone. Do you have any close calls on the airplane or in the airport that freaked you out, being too close to people or sneezers?
Yes.
Why didn't she say that?
June, I felt like everything was 100% like safe, and now I feel like a lot of people are just over it, and I guess I just expected it to be like it was in June, like the airport and everything, and it wasn't, and I was supposed to go to Texas in September, and that trip has been canceled.
Because of your experience
at the
airport?
But as far as close calls, no, like no one... coughed. I sat next to kids the entire time.
Ugh.
But I feel
the kids are the nastiest.
Like, I thought it was going to be a lot more how it was in June.
Did you cancel Texas because of what happened going to Denver?
No, just because I feel like if in September, like, first off, my trip to Houston originally was supposed to see my friend Tyler, who works at a radio station there, and it was going to be a football, like, a football weekend and, a good time weekend. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I didn't cancel my trip to Portland and to Denver is because everything I did was social distanced and everything was outdoors and stuff, so I felt good doing that. But in Houston, it wouldn't be as fun.
Now watch this,
because
question.
I wouldn't be able to do all the things I wanted to do.
So be honest with me. Every time you ever took a photo to put towards your social media, was there a little voice in the back of your mind going, Roy is somewhere going to overanalyze the safety in this photo?
No, because all my stuff wasn't near people.
Just so you know, that's what I was doing in every photo. I was looking. I was darting around. I was like, is she being safe? Is Kylie being safe? Are the people there safe?
I will say a really cool thing about, and I guess you would even consider Colorado West Coast, but just...
It's not.
Denver and Portland is here. Like, the mask there is like, it's not political. It's not a thing. People wear... I have never seen, here I see it every now and again, people wearing their mask in their car. But in Denver, everyone, if they're walking from their car to, say, a restaurant, mask is on. If they're in their car, mask is on. Like, no chin straps, no hanging from the ear, no showing the nose. Like, 100%. I don't think, to the point where when I got home yesterday and I didn't have my mask on, I felt weird. Hmm. Because... everyone wears it 24/7 in Colorado, and it's no big deal.
Did everybody on the plane have, was that mask rule?
Yeah.
Was it an American?
Yeah, American.
And there's no issues, no Karens had to be thrown off the plane. Those videos are awesome.
Yeah, no, just the turbulence was really bad because that storm. But no Karens.
Turbulence is pretty bad going in Denver altogether.
Yeah.
Right, and Vegas, because you have the Rockies, and the it's called clear air turbulence, where the air hits the mountains and just shoots the air up. So, yeah, that is true.
It's always fun flying on my airplane simulator out west.
When's the new one coming out?
In a couple weeks.
Yeah, dude.
I haven't bought the yoke simulator and stuff yet. But.
Oh, I cannot wait to come over and fly it.
What do you want to fly first?
Oh, you have no idea. I don't even know.
Okay.
I don't even know. I'm so excited, Loren. You have no idea for this new flight simulator, Microsoft Flight Simulator 20.
Me too. I'm stoked.
You want to come over and we can have like a simulator party?
No.
There's about 1,000 things she'd rather do. All right. Well, that's a Rap Party podcast, everybody. We got an insight into Nicole's trip. And tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk about why Nicole had to lie to meet Regis.
And Kylie has downgraded from a roommate to a friend.
Yeah, I don't know if we're allowed to talk about that on the air.
Never mind.
Okay.
I didn't just say that. Goodbye, everyone.
All right, bye, everyone. Bye, everyone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.